After today's small plane crash and the news that Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle died in the accident, NPR's Margot Adler went out and talked to New Yorkers as they took all this in. She joins us now from our studios in New York. And Margot, what did you hear from people?
Well, initially, as Robert said before, there really was this sense of 9/11 all the time. People got the information about the plane crash very, very fast. They told me as I was walking up the street maybe an hour after the crash, and not even that close, maybe I was 18 blocks from it. They said they received it, you know, on the internet from text messages. High school students said their parents had text messaged them while they were in class. People heard it on all news radio. And the first reaction, the first reaction was, oh, my God, this is 9/11. And for example, listen to Larry Pace, who is just sitting, basically he heard it on all news radio. And here's what he has to say.
You just hate to think about the possibilities of what it could be. And you hope that it's not, you know. Nobody knows what it's like unless you've been here. You'd seen it on the news, you'd seen it on TV. It's nothing like seeing it for real up close, without a doubt.
And that kind of attitude was, I would say, I got that from 9 out of 10 people who I spoke to at that moment. But within hours, the mood shifted when it became very clear that it was an accident. And then when it became clear that Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle was involved, suddenly the mood shifted. I went and stood by the subway where hundreds of people were going to see the Mets playoff game, which is actually about to happen momentarily, although it's raining, so it could be rained out. We don't yet know. But there were people leaving for the game, and many of them with, you know, Mets shirts on. And some of them were sort of, you know, your typical New Yorkers. They were sort of bantering and even making sort of maybe not jokes in not such good taste. But here, for example, is Sam Stiers, who says he's a Met fan, but he really feels very sad about what happened.
You know, it's a Mets fan, I'm a baseball fan, and it's absolutely horrible. And I feel for his family first. You know, I hope they do something at the game tonight just to honor him. But I still think they should play the game.
That was Sam Stiers.
Mm-hmm. Margot, Corey Lytle was a New York Yankees pitcher. He's originally from California, played ball out there in West Covina. What kind of pitcher was he?
Well, he was not an overpowering pitcher, and he had quite a bit of issues with almost all the teams he played with. His current season with the Yankees ended on bad terms. He was dropped from the Yankees' postseason rotation. He was put in a relief role. And most recently, he even had a really testy interview on a fan radio station. So he was definitely known as a kind of a somewhat difficult, somewhat complex a player.
Thank you, Margot. It was NPR's Margot Adler. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.